guys, I want to talk to you about a concept called gunny sacking. I'm sure you may have heard this before. It's a psychological term, and it's something we want to avoid. It's interesting because we don't want to complain, and yet we don't want to gunny sack. We don't want to criticize, and yet we don't want to gunny sack. Now, what does that mean, to gunny sack? To gunny sack means to take a little resentment and to stick it into the back of your mind and to hold it there until the weight of all of those resentment rips the bag open and it tears the bag and it all comes pouring out on the other person. Or what is more typical is that the bag gets upended and dumped on the person. Gunny sacking is something that we can do if we're not careful, if we're not, especially if we're doing the complaint-free thing. It's like, I'm just going to bite my lip. It is not complaining to speak directly and only to the person who can resolve your problem. Remember that. It is not complaining to speak directly and only to the person who can resolve your problem. This is the reason I'm getting divorced, again, in my opinion. For years, we would talk, we would have meetings. We actually read a book on marriage meetings, and it talked about the importance of getting together and sharing five things that you appreciate about the other person, and then talking about any and all challenges that you would like to have addressed. And we did it for years, and during that time, she never had five things she appreciated about me. She had six. And she never had a single thing, never once, that was she wanted me to work on. However, she would get upset with me, and then all of a sudden, hundreds of things would just get dumped on me. Now, I don't make myself a victim in this, and I don't blame myself in that. What I'm trying to say is that she didn't realize she was doing that, and it's okay. I'm ultimately responsible for my own experience. I just want to make sure that you are addressing issues that come up so that they don't become unbearable weights that you then turn around and dump on another person, and yet you're threading that needle of not being harsh or critical. One of the ways to do this is to use that sandwich idea that so many managers have expressed. If you need to tell somebody about something, you want to make sure that you appreciate the first person first and last. You put a little bit of bread around the constructive feedback sandwich. You start out by genuinely complimenting the person, ideally within the realm of what it is you're talking about. And then you say something along the lines, and this is very powerful. You want to say something along the lines of, and you probably aren't aware of this, but, or you may not realize this, but you probably don't realize this, etc. You want to let the person know that you acknowledge that they are blind to a behavior that you're not down with, that you don't resonate with. You want to make sure that that person understands that you realize that they probably don't even see it. And if they do see it, you want to make sure that you're giving them that benefit of the doubt. It makes them feel non-defensive. So what you want to say is you're probably not aware of this. And then you want to express what it is very gently. And one time, you don't repeat yourself. Okay, I'm going to repeat myself and say that again. Don't repeat yourself. I mean that sincerely. Say it once and let it pass. Because the ideal way of expressing something is not hammering it home. You want to be very gentle about it, okay? So don't repeat yourself and then make a request. Would you please? Or would you mind? Or is it okay if you make a request, let the person answer, and then let it go. Just let it go. Now, if the other person wants to talk about it a bit more, ask for examples, etc., 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 you're welcome to do that, of course. And in fact, that might be a healthy thing. But only if the person... Don't talk past the close is what I'm trying to say. When I was in sales, that was the first thing. I remember I got to go out and intern with some salespeople when I was radio sales, when I was in college, and I traveled around with them. And that was one of the first things one of the people told me, because she went in and was telling people something about a new program their radio station was creating. And the person said, yes. And she said, okay, well, good, bye. And I was like, whoa, what happened? She said, I don't want to say one word after yes. So when the person says yes, smile, say thank you, and let it go. Okay? So you want to make sure that your energy is neutral. And I've been waiting to tell you this story because I'm really proud of something I did yesterday. And I'm proud of the way I handled it, certainly compared to the way I would have handled it 20 years ago. And I think a lot of it has to do with my daily meditation and It has to do with the cumulative power of my daily meditation and my intention to keep my dial down, as I've shared with you before. So here's what happened. In March, I dropped off some shirts at the dry cleaners, and it was one of those fluky things that I waited a couple of weeks, and just as I went back, they had shut down for the quarantine. So I waited and waited and waited, which was fine. And then they reopened, and I went in after 6-7 weeks, and I was their first new customer. And I said, okay, so I'd like to pick up these 6 shirts, because I've been rotating through, as you can tell from these videos, the same shirts. The thing is, I only wear them for 20-30 minutes, and then I take them off and hang them up. But I went in and I said, okay, so I went in and I wanted my 6 shirts, and they said they weren't quite ready. Could I come back in an hour? And I laughed out loud. I thought it was a joke, because Woody Allen does a routine almost exactly like that, where people disappear, appear off the planet, and come back and the dry cleaning still not ready. So I laughed, and they said, no, seriously, could you come back in an hour, hour and a half, and we'll have everything ready? And I said, I tell you what, I'm dropping these off. I'll come back in 3-4 days, pick them all up. Well, I came back in 7 days, and during the regular time they were supposed to be open, they were closed. So I came back again, and they were closed again during the regular time, came back again. And on the third time I caught them, and guess what they told me? Exactly. The shirts weren't quite ready. And so I said, I've been by here. Now, mind you, my voice never got above this. I said, I've been by here 3 times. And you've been closed during times you said you were open. And twice now, after having had these shirts for 2.5 months now, you've told me they're not quite ready. So I said, I don't want to wait. I said, just please give me my clothes. He did not give them to me. He sold them to me. He charged me for them, even though they weren't done. So now, as I walked out, I thought to myself, that was one of the more aggravating things that has happened to me in a very, very, very long time. And I remembered thinking this was a test. It was an opportunity. The universe, myself being the chief orchestrator, brought this to me to see if I really am practicing what it is I'm preaching. And I realized I just, in the past, my hands would have been shaking and I would have been enraged and I would have, I don't know. This would have been a long time ago. This wasn't recent, by the way. But to see how neutrally I handle it. By the way, I just explained it all to you and I never complained once, because I told it to you in a neutral way. It's complaining if you have a how dare this happen to me. And I don't feel how dare this happen to me. This is just an expression of how these people do business. So this morning I posted exactly what happened in a neutral way on Google as a review. And it was funny because when I read other people's reviews, they were identical to mine. These people, I shouldn't have been at all upset because I left my clothes with a cleaner whom I had never checked their reviews. And the reviews are scathing. So, all of this to say, I am expressing it and I'm letting it go. Gunny sacking is about expressing it and letting it go. And by the way, I can't promise you that just because you express a desire to someone, they're going to do it. I can't promise you. And if you need to, bring it up again, but give them some time. Give them some time. And remember the concept of the sandwich. Compliment way more than you give feedback. One of the things I noticed in my studies about Mr. Rogers is that he probably said thank you more than anyone I've ever met. Someone would hand him a glass of water at work. He would say thank you. He would be talking to someone and they would tell him something. And before he would comment, he would say, thank you for sharing that with me. So express gratitude more than you even ask for feedback. All right, I'm going to check in with the rest of you all, and then I need to boogie woogie woogie so we can do our complaint-free meditation. I need to hurry up and relax. Oh my goodness, there's a whole bunch of, there it goes, your radio voice, Cindy 10 Minutes, Paul Harvey was my favorite. I loved Paul Harvey, Mike. I didn't consider him to have a great voice. But yeah, his writing was awesome. Actually, his rest of the stories were written by his son. See, I know way too much about radio. I was in radio for decades. He charged me for them. Yes, he did, Lisa. So I'm going to dispute the charge. It hasn't hit my bank account yet. I find this happening when two people can't come to a meeting of the minds, like when one person expects something of someone and then the other person doesn't want to do. Exactly, Lynn. And in that case, we weigh it against our long-term goals. That's the key. That's one of the things I discovered in anger management and all the books I've read on anger management and everything. I've never had anger management training or anything like that, but we need to be able to express something and then let it go. And love means unconditional acceptance and looking for the good. So that's not to say you just put up with behavior you're not happy with or that's dangerous or threatening. It does mean not being petty, I guess is what I'm trying to say. It means not being petty. Linda Farrell says, I give you so much credit. It would be really hard to not blow up. Good for you. There's Susan, our friend Susan Panther. She says, good morning. Linda, thank you very much. You know, it was funny. So there is, they always say that there's three speeches whenever a speaker is hired. The speech the speaker gives in their mind before they get on stage, the speech they give on stage, and the speech they give in their mind after they were on stage. I was able to keep my ego in check, but it was raging while I was in there. That part of me, that devil on my shoulder, you know, we talk about, or that rude roommate that never goes away, it was there. It was threatening to call the police to get my damn shirts back. And you know what? I got my shirts. That's what matters. He had 10 of my shirts. So you can look forward to newer shirts coming your way on Jumpstarts in the Future. And there's the voice again. Good morning. Wishing you a great day, says Rini Lizotte. You have an interesting and wonderful name. If I have mispronounced it, please let me know. Our complaint-free meditation group is going to be getting together, and it's not exclusive. You are welcome. All you got to do is check out our complaint-free meditation program, and you get 30 days to check us out. Let me explain to you a couple of things about this. The complaint-free meditation program costs you $47 a month. That's a little over 10 bucks a week. For that, you get to meditate with me live 5 days a week. So it costs you $2 to sit there. Or you can do it live on demand anytime you want. So you get to be with me to do that and change your life. Now, let me quote you a couple of other stats. Almost everyone who has signed up for the 30-day trial has kept and stayed. Almost everyone. We've had one or two people drop off. The other thing is that of the people who have signed up, those who attend the complaint-free meditation in the morning, almost 90% of them are members who have joined. I said that totally wrong. What I'm trying to say is 90% of members who have joined join us live every morning. So you need to check it out. If you're dealing with stress and anxiety, complaint-free meditation. Let me read your last comments and then I'm going to boogie. Wendy Smiley says, I like your name. I want your name. Hi, I'm Will Smiley. I met a guy in China whose name was Happy Too. I kid you not. H-A-P-P-Y-T-U. Good morning. I'm Happy Too. Good morning. I think I'm late to the party. You are, but it'll be here in the library so you can watch it again starting in about 5 minutes. A lot of new names today. I know. Isn't that awesome, Linda? We all welcome you. Wendy, Never too late. Join our meditation group. It's fabulous, says Lisa Bartels to Wendy. Wow, awesome job on how you handle the dry cleaners. That was a test for sure. You know, it is much better. Well, I'll tell you something. I got a tattoo. I have a few. And I got one on my foot. And it's Latin. And what it means is, he who conquers himself conquers twice. And as good as it would have felt to have told that guy off and maybe even call the police to get my clothes for my ego, I would have conquered him. But instead, I conquered myself, and that felt way better. So today, conquer yourself. Don't gunny sack. Talk to people. Follow the suggestions I gave you. You may not be aware of this. And then use the sandwich, talking about what you're grateful for and appreciate about the person. State a request and let it go. Enjoy today. Tomorrow, I have a big announcement. I will see you tomorrow. Something big, I promise you. Looking forward to having you with me. Share. Thank you so much. Cher is not just Sonny's ex-wife. On that bad joke, I'll see you tomorrow.